Hello and welcome to a SearchITChannel.com podcast series on understanding, selling, and troubleshooting ITSM. Part two of our series with guest speaker Adele McElroy of GTSI Corp will cover ITSM support services. My name is Robin LaRusso and I'll be your podcast moderator. Adele McElroy is Senior Manager for Cybersecurity and Enterprise Software for GTSI Corp. A 15-year veteran of the information technology sector, she has hands-on technical, management, and consulting expertise in both services organizations and financial services. She has also acted as Information Systems Security Auditor, both for consulting clients and for a national bank. She received her bachelor's degree in mathematics and physics from the University of Miami and has held certifications as CISSP, CISA, CBCP, and MCSE. Adele's podcast will cover ITSM service support processes. Thank you for joining us today, Adele. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Robin, and welcome everyone. As Robin explained, our objective in this podcast series is to introduce ITIL and ITSM basics as the groundwork for understanding the benefits that ITIL can provide to your organization. In podcast two, we'll refine our discussion to the service support set of five processes and the implementation of service support and the service desk function. We reviewed before that there are five processes associated with each of the books on service delivery and service support. Within service support, we have incident management, problem management, configuration management, change management, and release management. The service desk, while not a process in and of itself, is also closely associated with these processes. A service desk is a function within an organization. It occupies a box within an org chart, and it's staffed with people who are trained, developed, and reviewed for performance. That's how the service desk function differs from a service support process. But the function of the service desk is so integral to the processes of service support that the two are closely entwined. Service support processes are characterized by typically being user rather than manager oriented, and by a time frame that's usually measured in hours rather than weeks or months. The first of the five processes is incident management. Incident management is the immediate resolution of incidents that affect the normal running of an organization's IT services. This includes ensuring that the faults are corrected or, as an alternative, that a suitable workaround is immediately implemented to allow the service to be resumed for the user. The goal of incident management is to restore normal service operation as quickly as possible and with minimum disruption to the business, thus assuring the maximum levels of availability and service. An incident could be any event which is not part of the standard operation of the service. It may represent a service interruption or merely a reduction in the quality of the service. The incident management process is built around an incident lifecycle, which starts with detection and recording, progresses through the classification, investigation, diagnosis, and resolution of the incident, and finally ends with incident closure. The process relies on an accurate database of the current environment, which is known as the Configuration Management Database, as well as an effective problem database for classifying and recording the incidents and the workarounds that resolve them. We'll review the Configuration Management Database in a moment. But throughout the incident management, it's the service desk that monitors and communicates with the affected user or users. Usually, the service desk also retains ownership of the incident and has the sole responsibility for restoring normal service for the user. Closely related to the incident management process is the problem management process. Problem management is the long-term resolution and prevention of incidents that affect the normal running of the organization's IT services. This includes ensuring that faults are corrected, preventing any recurrence of the faults, and applying preventive maintenance to reduce the likelihood of the faults occurring in the first place. Incident management may, in fact, determine an alternative workaround, but problem management is responsible for figuring out how to prevent future occurrences, or if that's not possible, to identify and document the most effective workaround so that it can be immediately implemented by the incident management process should the issue occur again. The problem management process systematically evaluates incidents to determine if they fit a pattern, which can be worked around or corrected. The goal of problem management is the prevention of future incidents, not the resolution of the ones in progress in any given time. Problem management process relies on the same problem database as incident management and on the configuration database, which represents the accurate state of the infrastructure. Problem management creates the record for a known error, or KE, which is the underlying cause of one or more incidents. An incident becomes a known error when a root cause is identified and a temporary or permanent alternative has been identified. The third process in the service support set is change management. Change management is the practice of ensuring that all changes are carried out in a planned and authorized manner. This includes ensuring that there is a business reason behind each change, identifying the specific IT services affected by the change, planning the change, testing the change, and having a backup plan should the change result in an unexpected issue. The goal of change management is to ensure that standardized methods and procedures are used for efficient and prompt handling of all changes in order to minimize the impact of any related incidents upon service. Change management manages the careful balance between the need to make a change, as a correction or an improvement, and the potential negative impact of implementing a change, and incorporates the procedures for both a standard, timely change, and the unavoidable need for an emergency or urgent change. Change management in the ITIL framework is typically associated with a production environment rather than a project or test environment, but there's often extensive interaction between change managers and project managers since they both deal with changes to the organization. In conjunction with change management, ITIL defines a process called release management. Release management takes a holistic view of a change to an IT service and ensures that all aspects of a release, both technical and non-technical, are considered together. Release management is usually applied to large or critical hardware or software deployments and to bundles of changes that are going to be applied together. Release management is usually the owner of the DSL, which is the definitive software library. And that's a library of software that's deployed in the production environment. And it's basically the record of all the software that should be out there. Release management also owns the DHS, or definitive hardware store, which is a repository of all the hardware spares that represent the hardware that's deployed in the production environment. And finally, the fifth and probably most fundamental process in service support is configuration management. The configuration management processes manages and controls the Configuration Management Database, or CMDB. The CMDB is the most critical information store within a service support ITIL framework. It contains the details of the organization's elements that are used in provision and management of IT services. Every such element is known as a configuration item, or CI, and the CMDB is much more than just an asset register. It contains information that relates to the maintenance of the items, the movement of the items, and even past problems that have been experienced with the items. It also holds a much wider range of information about items that the organization's IT services are dependent upon. That includes information about hardware, software, documentation, and personnel. The process of configuration management essentially consists of four tasks. Identification is the specification and identification of all the individual components that should be represented. Control is the management of each of those CIs, including who's authorized to make any changes to specific CIs. Status is the recording of the status of all the CIs in the CMDB and maintaining this information and keeping it up to date. And finally, verification, which is periodic review and audit of all the information in the CMDB to ensure that it's accurate and that it can be relied upon by all the other processes. Accompanying and supporting all five of those processes is the service desk. The service desk function exists to serve as the single point of contact between the user and all the ITSM processes. It is the primary operational interface for the users with every aspect of the IT services they use. The goal of many service desks is to continually increase their effectiveness, measuring this by the number of reported incidents that can be closed by the end of the first user call. And although many ITIL processes are aided by effective automated tools, the most significant and critical tools investments are needed to provide the service desk personnel with quick, easy, and complete service desk technology infrastructure. So we've explored the service support processes, and as we did in Podcast 1, I'd like to touch on certifications. In Podcast 1, we identified three levels of individual certification: Foundation, Practitioner, and Service Manager. For service support, the most relevant practitioner certification is the IPSR, or ITIL Practitioner Support and Restore Specialization. This certificate establishes the practitioner's knowledge of the service desk function and the incident management and problem management processes. To achieve the certification, a candidate must first complete the foundation certificate and achieve that credential. Once they've completed that, they have to take approved coursework and complete three practical assignments, which are submitted for approval. A large number of training providers are actually qualified and authorized to present the material, so it's usually fairly readily available. Finally, the candidate takes a two-hour examination on the subject matter of service desk, incident management, and problem management. And if the candidate passes and is granted the certification, then they are entitled to wear the ITIL blue badge, which is usually in the form of a lapel pin. So I hope this podcast has provided a good groundwork for understanding the service support book within ITIL and what it can do. Services support processes are the most commonly selected areas where an organization can implement ITIL and recognize savings as well as improve customer satisfaction. In the next podcast in the series, we'll open the floor to some questions that have been posed regarding ITIL implementation and benefits. And with that, I'll turn it over to Robin.
Thank you, Adele. It was a great presentation. That will conclude today's podcast with Adele McElroy. If you have any questions for Adele, you may email editor@searchitchannel.com and we'll forward your questions to her. We'll post her answers in a special feature on searchitchannel.com. As Adele mentioned, please stay tuned for part 3 of our podcast series, a roundtable discussion of ITSM and ITIL. A final thank you to our guest speaker, Adele McElroy, and thank you all so much for joining us today.